This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Campaigning for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of June. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh. 42 assembly seats in Odisha will also go to polls in this phase simultaneously. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray for 57 Lok Sabha seats. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab. BJP National President JP Nadda is also scheduled to address rallies in Amritsar, Faridkot and Roopnagar in favour of the party candidates. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann is scheduled to hold roadshows in various districts. In Uttar Pradesh, Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsgund and Chandauli constituencies, while Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav will hold roadshows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Singh will campaign in Maharajganj and Gosi constituencies today. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Godda and Sahibganj. Chief Minister and JMM leader Champai Soren will address a series of meetings in Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of the party candidates. In Bihar, BJP State President Samrat Chaudhary will hold public meetings in poll-bound areas. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will hold door-to-door campaign in Nalanda, Jehanabad, Pataliputra constituencies. LJP Ram Vilas Party Chief Chirag Paswan will also hold public meetings in support of the NDA candidates. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will hold roadshows and voters' outreach program in Pataliputra constituency. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will take a whirlwind tour of all 8 parliamentary constituencies and address public meetings. India Meteorological Department IMD has informed that southwest monsoon has set in over Kerala and advanced into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of the 1st of June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that conditions are favourable for onset of monsoon in remaining parts of South India, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, in the next 2 to 3 days. He said that monsoon will also set in all the parts of northeast India, including sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim. IMD has said that the severe heatwave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to subside gradually from today. IMD DG Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that northwest India is expected to witness isolated to scattered light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning till the 2nd of June, as the fresh western disturbances are likely to affect this region today. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people of Goa on their statehood day today. In a social media post, the president said that the people of Goa are known for their progressive values and hospitality. She said Goa has made remarkable progress on several human development indices. Prime Minister Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu beginning today. In Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekananda did meditation. This rock had a major impact on Swami Vivekananda's life. People believe that like Sarnath holds a special place in the life of Gautam Buddha, this rock also holds a similar place in the life of Swami Vivekananda. British Parliament was dissolved midnight last night as the 5-week campaign period begin leading up to the general elections on July 4th. As the clock struck 1 minute past midnight, all 650 seats of the Members of Parliament MPs became vacant, marking the official commencement of the electorate process. In chess, Pragyananda topped Magnus Carlsen for the first time in the classical event. And with that, we end this bulletin.